www.thebeatles.com.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet, 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their website. We do it for free at freetalklive.com. All right, last night, we finished out the show, and I didn't get a chance to get to the State of the Union Address by Steve Covey.
Okay.
Now, if you've been listening for a while, you know that we've interviewed Steve in the past. You may be aware that he is one of the major marijuana legalization, decriminalization proponents out there in the country today. He ran for governor in the state of California on the Libertarian ticket in 1998. He was subsequently targeted by the California government for attack and the feds as well. And he was, he's a medical marijuana patient himself.
Right. And he was tossed in jail and deprived of his medication. He was getting Marinol instead of marijuana, and it could have killed him.
Right. It was a really, really sad situation. Thankfully, he's gotten through it today. It's just a 10-year ordeal for him dealing with the government on this. And he sat some time in jail, et cetera, et cetera. Now he's considering a run for president. And appropriately enough, he has written his own response to President Bush's State of the Union address from Tuesday night. So I figured I'd share it with you. My fellow Americans, from Steve Covey. Earlier this evening, America listened as President George W. Bush addressed a joint session of Congress, fulfilling his constitutional duty to report annually to Congress on the State of the Union. Shortly thereafter, Virginia Senator Jim Webb delivered the Democratic Party's response to his report. I'm not privileged to address you tonight over broadcast, television, or radio, but now you are. My party's opinions are considered unworthy of coverage by the mainstream media. A response, however, is required, and I accept the responsibility for making it as an American, a presidential candidate, and hopefully a worthy, although not official, representative of my party, because the Libertarian Party has yet to actually choose its presidential candidate. He's just in the running.
None of the parties have chosen their presidential candidates.
The Union, President Bush tells us, is strong, and he may be right. What he doesn't admit is that the Union is weaker now than when he took office. As evidence for his claim of national strength, he cites an economy which thrives in spite of, not because of, the ministrations of his government, and proposes additional help of the type that weakens rather than strengthens it. As proof of the bright future before us and the care which we take to leave our children a better world, he points to his No Child Left Behind Act, an act which props up a disintegrating public education system with more of the federal interference that until only a few short years ago his party had pledged to eliminate at the first opportunity. Addressing himself to the question of national defense, he defends to the very last his failed experiments in foreign military adventurism, which have stretched America's armed forces to the breaking point, alienated our friends, empowered our enemies, and left us less, not more, secure against attack or invasion.
Right, you know, it's obvious, you know, Bush sees the failure there. He's just not going to admit it. He's just not going to.
Turning to issues of energy independence and environmental sanity, he recommends more subsidies and more regulation rather than smaller government and more innovation. Like President Bush, I believe that the Union is strong. Unlike President Bush, I and my fellow libertarians understand what makes America strong. We understand that every dollar in taxes taken out of your paycheck makes America weaker, and that every dollar left in your pocket makes America stronger. We understand that Washington's one-size-fits-all programs for public education make America weaker, and that parental control and individual choice in education make America stronger, not to mention make smarter kids. We understand that bring 'em on and mission accomplished and surge make America weaker, and that a foreign policy based on, quote, friendship and commerce with all nations, entangling alliances with none. Is that Washington or Jefferson? I can never remember whose quote that is.
Yeah, I think it's Washington, but if you look it up on the internet, you'll probably find both.
He says that makes America stronger, that policy, and I agree completely. We understand that government subsidies to big oil and big agriculture make America weaker, that unsubsidized competition makes America stronger, and that only the innovation fostered by a truly free market will allow us to meet the challenges of pollution, climate change, and future fossil fuel scarcity. The union's strong not because of the efforts of George W. Bush and his fellow politicians, but in spite of them. And in their clutches, America can only continue to become weaker, because the strength of our union, my fellow Americans, is freedom. The notion that government exists only for the purpose of securing our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, bequeathed by us to our nation's founders, or by our nation's founders, is the foundation upon which every worthwhile American accomplishment rests. The Bush administration, the Congress, and their predecessors in the White House and on Capitol Hill have gone at that foundation with a sledgehammer. The cracks they've produced in that foundation are visible all around us. The Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, warrantless searches and wiretaps, no-knock raids, detention without charge, counsel, or trial. As a nation, we now imprison more of our own than any other. 1 in 30 Americans are trapped in a justice system that's long since ceased to represent justice. The rest of us are subject to the reams of arbitrary and capricious edicts concerning what we might say, how we may worship, which political candidates we may support, and how much we may do so financially. What arms we might carry in our own defense, what medicines we may use, even whether or not we can play cards on the internet. America as we know it, everything in it worthy of our devotion and allegiance, stands at the edge of a cliff, below which the darkness of totalitarianism awaits. Whether or not our union is strong enough to step backward from the precipice is a question that only time will answer. Over the next 2 years, I'll watch with you as the new Democratic Congress wrestles with the problem of restoring freedoms that a corrupt and lawless administration has robbed us of. If history is any guide, the Democrats will choose instead to go to work with their own sledgehammers. In the meantime, I urge you to join with me in support of America's last best hope for a better tomorrow, the Libertarian Party. Even as we speak, hundreds of libertarians toil in elected and appointed office or as volunteer party activists working to protect your freedom. With your help, we can elect thousands of new local officials, hundreds of state legislators, dozens of U.S. representatives and senators, and guests, even a president, who understand what makes America strong and are prepared to act on that understanding. Let Freedom Grow from Steve Covey. Now, last night, Mark, you suggested that Steve Covey wouldn't be such a great candidate for president because of his connection to the medical marijuana issue. And I think that right there, that essay, if that's what you want to call it, is a perfect example of how Steve Covey is clearly more than just a one-issue, one-trick pony.
Oh,
he didn't even mention marijuana.
I'm not saying that Steve Covey considers himself to be a one-trick pony, and it's clear by this this essay that he understands all the planks of libertarianism. I think that he'd be great, and I'd vote for him because he'd be a good guy. I'm just saying that his notoriety based around the marijuana issue is going to be a real stumbling block.
Why do you think that is?
Why do I think that is?
It would seem to me that since he has some notoriety, that puts him far and above other libertarian candidates in the past.
He doesn't have notoriety that's of any... All of his notoriety is bad, and we've seen in the presidential
races... Why do you say it's bad, exactly? You're talking...
It's illegal.
Illegal.
Yes.
He was using medical marijuana legally in California when he was arrested.
I understand that, and do you not think that the American public is going to view this as a bad thing? Because I really do.
It seems to me that according to statistics, the American public vastly supports legalizing medical marijuana.
Medical marijuana.
Something to the tune of 80%. And that was his issue.
I think a lot of Americans consider medical marijuana to be a ruse by marijuana users in order to be able to just
smoke
pot.
Maybe some Americans think that, but how do you counter the 80% statistic?
You know, there would have to be proof. I just don't know. I mean, arrests.
Proof of what?
Arrests. How many presidents have been arrested?
I don't know.
None.
Okay.
I just don't think it's going to be good. That's my personal opinion on it.
All right, fair enough. I don't see where you're coming from on that based beyond anything more than a gut feeling.
Yeah. What do you think Americans vote on?
Well, I would hope they would vote on the issue.
Oh, I don't think that that's the case. Usually, if they do vote on issues, they vote on one particular issue. It's their issue, and that's what they vote on. And they find the person that they like the most on that. And other than that, it's their gut.
800-259-9231. Anyway, I think he'll make a fine candidate, and I wish him the best of luck.
It looks like the entangling alliances phrase was Jefferson, but something very similar with was attributed to Washington, permanent alliances with any portion of the foreign world.
More on the way. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 25th, 2007, gold $651.60. Ounce gold coins are at $672.79, $338.94 for half, $169.47 for quarter ounce. That's $672.79, $338.94, and $169.47. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barish report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycus with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, the family photo album. Always keep a camera handy to capture those special Kodak moments. Like senior proms, graduations, weddings, traffic accidents? Why? When I come back, I'll give you a snapshot.
I'm Bobby Lycus, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
Now, don't get bent out of shape when I advise taking pictures of your car that's bent out of shape in an accident. When accidents occur, emotions run high and details are overlooked, like traffic and road conditions. And those involved don't always see or remember the same thing. What's at stake? Who pays, of course? Keeping an inexpensive disposable camera in your car ready to capture the moment is no accident. One of these pictures could be worth a thousand words and a lot of dollars, too. I'm Bobby Lycus. Lycus, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. And that does include the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the site, for your download and convenience. Enjoy. They're on us at freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it the war on drugs? Well, register now for the February of 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers including Jack Cole, Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, as well as Rob Campia, the Executive Director of the Marijuana Policy Project, and New Hampshire residents who are working to end the war on drugs. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. Word is the hotel is close to selling out. So probably be a good idea to go ahead and get registered sooner rather than later. And I've heard that the registrations, the numbers have been picking up. The John Stossel dinner, the Michael Badnarik dinner, very popular. So and those are special tickets that are outside of the actual forum. So
right.
You get your forum pass, and then if you want to go to either one of those banquets, or I think one of them's a buffet style, the other one's more of a banquet style. If you want to go to one of those, you need to order those separately as well, and those are filling up fast. So freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Well, we're going to get to a story here in moments, Mark, that you have about the so-called fairness doctrine. This is something that at one time existed in the United States, and now there's a movement afoot to bring it back. We'll tell you all about it here in moments, but first, to the phones, and Justin in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
I was just calling in to talk to you guys about an update on the minimum wage law that was going through the Congress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are you on a VoIP line or something?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a little bit iffy, but continue.
All right. It actually failed to pass in the Senate by 6 votes.
Correct.
I'm not sure if you guys have talked about that yet, but I saw it on Reuters, and so I figure it's pretty reliable. So that's good news for everyone.
Yeah, that's good news for now. How did don't the Democrats own the Senate, too?
Yeah, they do, but I guess some of them failed to vote for it, yeah.
Interesting. Well, that's good news.
I think
for
it's 50-50 in the Senate.
Is it? Or 51-49
yeah.
or something?
Yeah, like somebody went, somebody got ill or sick or hurt or something, and it's very close to 50-50.
Justin, thanks for the update, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So minimum wage off the table for the time being. But how long till they can bring it back?
Well, it's an attractive issue.
What are the rules with all that? You know, you introduce a bill. How long is it at the federal level before they can reintroduce the same bill? Or can they just change a few words and introduce a bill that's almost identical, but for lack of 2 or 3 words, the next day?
Well, it's my understanding the Senate sent it back to the House basically saying, unless there's some cuts for small businesses, we're not going to approve this.
Huh.
So they've said that they would approve it. They just want to see small business tax cuts.
So one of the other things the Democrats have proposed and is the fairness doctrine, bringing it back.
Right. The fairness doctrine is essentially when one party's viewpoint is aired on either broadcast, in any kind of broadcast, so it's television or radio, the other party's views have to be aired also. So anyway, it says Representative Hitchie, a new bill would break up media monopolies and restore the fairness doctrine. He warns that media reform, critical to prevent the, it would end the democratic republic as we know it. Unless we bring back the fairness doctrine, our democratic republic is going to crash
down.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, ridiculous. Concerns about monopolies, just fear speak for no good reason.
Right.
Concerns about monopolies and fears of possible fascist takeover of the U.S. media have prompted a Democratic congressman to push to restore the fairness doctrine. This is from the Raw story, but I'm reading it off crooksandliars.com.
So if you ask the conservative talk show hosts, it's the liberal media. But if you ask the liberal politicians, it's the fascist-controlled media.
Correct. Well, they don't
it's
like
the other guy that's in charge of the media.
Well, they're trying to use laws to stop talk radio. Obviously, the Republicans have a foothold in talk radio.
They do,
and they don't like it.
I was just on the phone with a program director, general manager today, and actually, he might be calling in tonight. We could probably talk to him about it. But he has 2 stations out in Santa Cruz, California. One of them is a conservative talker. The other one is the liberal talker, right?
Mm-hmm.
And today they just flipped formats on the liberal talker to oldies. Because even though it's Santa Cruz, California, as he described it, it's more liberal than Berkeley in this place. Even though there's so-called liberals all over the place, nobody was buying advertising. How does that happen? How can a liberal talk station bomb out in one of the most liberal markets in the country.
Well, I would assume that people aren't buying advertising because people that had advertised didn't see the results that they wanted to see. It essentially, you know, they just fail as a result. There's two things. You've got to get out there and you've got to sell your station, mm-hmm. and your station has to perform when you do sell it. So if one of those two things isn't working, if you don't have the sales force, you know, losing leather on the sidewalks, then
yeah.
it's not going to happen. And if you don't have, if your station isn't reaching enough people that are concerned about the things that are being advertised, then
right.
it's still not going to happen.
Well, it would seem that the station was reaching people, but I guess they just couldn't get the sales numbers up there. They couldn't pay their bills.
I find it difficult to imagine.
Oldies. And that's one of the reasons they're bringing back the fairness doctrine, because maybe they feel like it's unfair that these liberal business people aren't actually stepping in voluntarily to support the message that they supposedly subscribe to. And so they feel like they have to legislate it. So now they're going to make stations, if this passes, they're going to force stations to cover, to air both sides of the issue?
Well, it sort of gets into this, and
I'd like to know what the details are.
It, quote from Representative Hitchie here is, "If Rush shoots his mouth off, he must give equal access to our side. The American public will begin to get both sides on all sides of an issue." Now, that's basic fundamental democracy.
That's fundamental control.
Well, you notice how he says both sides or all sides of an issue? Mm-hmm. Going on, there's a quote from Taylor Marsh, who I don't know who that is, what do the paternalistic proponents of the regulations mean by the representation of all sides? Mm-hmm. Would the terrorist viewpoint deserve equal time? Don't laugh. Many believe that one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter, and liberals routinely sympathize with tyrannical dictators like Fidel Castro and Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, or whatever that guy from Iran is. You know, I think that it's pretty obvious that if they did pass the Fairness Doctrine, that the libertarian viewpoint would be passed over again and again and again.
Of course it would.
All this is going to do is allow just destroy talk radio.
Yep.
And
that's what they want, right?
That's exactly what they want. They tried to get into talk radio and failed. Nobody wants to hear liberal talk, apparently. Not enough people want to hear liberal talk.
You know what, one of my complaints has been with the talk radio industry, or with the radio industry in general, is that they're too deferent to the FCC. If the radio people would just stand up and tell the FCC they've had it with their stupid mandates and their rules and just refuse to follow them, essentially, mm-hmm. They could be pretty powerful if they just would choose to do that. They have a 24/7 stick transmitter that they can reach out to people with and spread their version of the message. Here, if they pass this fairness doctrine, and I don't know if there's more on this, but if they pass this fairness doctrine and they mandate that all talk show hosts cover the other side of the issue, then the talk radio hosts need to stand up and refuse, and the companies need to stand behind them.
I know we will.
More's on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wristease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages. And Wristease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wristease now at wristease.com. That's Wristease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners awaits you. There's dozens and dozens of ladies from around the world that have taken the time to send us a validated photo, which means that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Birthdays and anniversaries can catch you unawares. 1-800-Flowers.com delivers the same day, any day. Call, click, or come in for fresh flowers and gourmet gifts. Use code FTL to save 10% on your next order. That's FTL, 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice. Don't forget Valentine's Day.
So we're talking about this really, really bad idea. It's called the Fairness Doctrine.
Right.
And I wasn't really, I guess they, what did they, ended in the late 80s? Is that when it was brought to a close? I'm not really sure.
Right.
I know that I wasn't really an adult at the time the Fairness Doctrine was in effect, so I don't personally know what it was like, what talk radio was like at the time, because talk radio has existed for decades. It really took off, though. Talk radio really blew up after Rush came about. He's pretty much the man responsible for invigorating the business of talk radio. And Rush came about, as I understand it, after the Fairness Doctrine. So,
well, what I've read on the Fairness Doctrine is essentially it just caused stations to avoid political issues. Unless they were doing some kind of interview with a politician, they would bring some kind of opposing politician on to talk about it.
Perfect timing. It is Michael Swirling from KSCO out in Santa Cruz, California. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark, and I presume
here we are at 35 minutes past 4 p.m., hour number one of the afternoon drive happy hour program. MZ sitting in the seat here along with you guys, and honored to be with you because you guys do a great job for us. And we're in the process of building something new right here in the afternoon drive. On the phone here, we are connected with a living room in-house studio for a radio broadcast that started out, it started out as a podcast, actually, a while back, and now it's become a broadcast. It's called Free Talk Live, and the main host and power behind the throne, the king himself of Free Talk Live, is a man named Ian Bernard, who is actually on the air doing his three-hour program and doing what I'm sort of struggling to do for the first time ever here. He does this every day, just like you guys do. So let's bring him on and say hello.
Hello, Ian. Michael.
Hello, Ian. How you doing?
Hey, doing good. We've got Mark here, of course.
Yes, we do.
Ian and Mark. Okay. Hey, good. You guys are taking new media into the realm of old media now, aren't you?
That's true. And this is a bit of experimental radio tonight. I mean, what we've essentially got going here is two live radio shows connected together via technology. But a point of quick clarification on your intro. Free Talk Live didn't start as a podcast.
I was saying that, I was remembering that you started in Sarasota, Florida on radio station.
We started as a radio show. In fact, the same day that we started doing the radio show, we started also putting MP3s online. So we were actually sort of podcasting before there was such a term.
Before the term had even been coined, and you're talking about 2002, I think?
Yeah, that was 2002, late 2002.
We're rather big fish in the minuscule little pond of podcasting.
Right. And so who told you about podcasting, and why are you as excited about it as you are and as I am?
I think it was probably a couple of our co-hosts, one of them, or both, I think, you had the pleasure of meeting at the Podcast Expo last year. He suggested the idea to me. And the first time I heard it, I sort of like, what do we need to do that for? We already have MP3s. And then he explained to me that the podcast is essentially a device that delivers the MP3s to the user. So it essentially removes a step, because people had been coming to our website to download MP3s of the show at freetalklive.com. The podcast simply allows them to click a button in their little podcast retriever program, and it just automatically sucks them down from our website. So it really just it was just a matter of reducing the steps in between the internet listeners getting their hands on the show.
Well, I'm sort of a techie guy. You guys are obviously techie guys. And when I first heard the term, I got pretty excited when I understood what it was. But a lot of people say, hey, MZ, you know, it's a flash in the pan. Nothing is ever going to replace live, real radio. And I believe that too.
But I agree, too.
And which is why you guys have now jumped into the world of real broadcast radio. And you're seeking affiliates. And hopefully, you know, we'll become affiliated in one way or another with your program. I think you guys are great because you're young. You've got a lot of you've got a lot of energy, and what you're doing, I really salute you. I think it's fantastic. And
you know, Michael, you actually stepped into the show here tonight on our side right as we were getting into a discussion about the fairness doctrine, and I thought, you know, this is perfect timing. Michael Zwirling calling in from Santa Cruz, somebody who's been in the business for a long time.
16 years, the end of this month, officially. Yeah.
16 years in radio?
16 years in the business as a radio, as a broadcast station owner.
Owner.
The station KSCO is located in Santa Cruz, California. It's a 10,000-watt station with our sticks, our towers in a lagoon that the engineers all tell me gives us the effective coverage of a 50,000-watt radio station.
You can hear KSCO
over a third of California in the daytime.
Yeah, you can.
It's an awesome station.
If it's in a saltwater lagoon, you can.
Now, what I was talking about, before we jump into the fairness doctrine, I had actually mentioned your other station, KOMY, I believe.
Right.
You told me today on the phone that they just flipped formats because they were the Air America format, and you couldn't make it work. The sales just weren't happening in all places, Santa Cruz, California. What went wrong?
We gave it the old college try. We gave it 18 months plus. We started on July 18th, 2005, and just pulled the plug this morning.
Now, MZ, did you have a separate sales force for the two stations?
Maybe that was the problem, but you still wouldn't think that even without a separate sales force that we wouldn't have come up, you know, totally empty-handed. We actually got a phone call to one of our local shows about 2 or 3 months ago where a person who identified himself as a liberal businessman said on the air, live, to our host at the time, he said, I am absolutely thrilled that Air America is available on the central coastal area of California, courtesy of KOMY. But I got to tell you, I know that KOMY is owned by someone who also owns a very conservative Rush Limbaugh station.
It's a conspiracy.
There is no way in the world that I would... Well, he actually said it on the radio. I didn't like hearing it, but I applaud the guy for being honest. He said, there's no way in the world that I'm going to put a dime in Michael Zwirling's pocket consciously, because somehow it's going to get into Rush Limbaugh's pocket.
That is amazing.
And so that hit me right then and there. I have a clip. I have an audio clip. I don't have it with me right now, but if you guys are interested, I'll email it to you sometime. 5 weeks into this format change back in 2005, when we installed Air America on our KOMY station, there was a local Santa Cruz Sentinel newspaper story about 5 weeks into it, because they called and said, how's it going? And I said, well, it's pretty popular. There's a lot of people who thank us for listening. I get tons of emails and faxes and accolades and phone calls and things, mm-hmm. saying thank you, thank you, thank you, but we haven't been able to sell a single ad in 5 weeks at that
time. Are you exaggerating?
I am not exaggerating. I'm not, listen, why in the world would I want to shoot my own station in the foot, guys?
Right.
Come on. I mean, you know, be serious.
That's amazing. So now with the failure.
And so wait a minute, listen to me. Yeah. This is a very interesting story. So they wrote this story in the Sentinel. They interviewed me on a Wednesday, and on Monday, one of our guys at the radio station calls me. He says, Z, are you listening to Rush Limbaugh? No, he's talking about you. He's talking about us. And Rush Limbaugh gets on the radio and says, there's a story on the stack. There's a radio station owner in Northern California. He's a good guy. I know the guy. And he has two stations. One is led by me, and one is led by Air E.
Michael, if you can hang on, I want you to finish the story. We've got a hard break we've got to take. I don't know if you can take a floater there in California.
We can take a floater because we're not hard yet.
All right. Hang on, Michael. Michael Zwirling, he is the general manager owner of KSCO Radio out west in California land. We're going to come back with more of him and talk about the Fairness Doctrine coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage
from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Shelley, you look Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, and that does include the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener-editable version of the website, so head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive there. We are engaging in a bit of experimental radio tonight, which I like to do from time to time. Somebody comes to me with an interesting idea for something a little unusual, something a little bit different, I say, sure, let's give it a shot. And so that's what we're doing with Michael Zwirling. He is the owner, general manager, the boss, the man in charge over at KSCO Radio.
The afternoon drive host.
Right for now, yes, he is, out on the West Coast in Santa Cruz, California. And do we have Michael back?
Them, which we probably can't even hear ourselves.
Michael,
they're going to go.
I think we're still on hold over on their side. It's kind of interesting trying to get two radio shows to work out their clocks together, which is essentially the device that runs the show, the piece of paper that determines when the commercial breaks are and everything. Let's try Michael again, see if he's back. Michael's whirling.
For eons, grown to depend on sound.
Sounds like they're taking calls. Well, anyway, we'll come back to him in mere moments.
I want to hear the rest of his story about Rush.
Yeah, we're going to get that. I presume our board operator is monitoring the line, so we'll know exactly when to have him back. When he's ready to come back, just bring him right up. Okay, board op? 800-259-9231. Just a little bit of history on the fairness doctrine, something we've been discussing this hour. I want to get Michael's opinion on it here in moments. According to Wikipedia, the doctrine was enforced throughout the entire history of the FCC until 1987. Critics of the Fairness Doctrine believe that it was primarily used to deny a forum for political opposition. In a Supreme Court case in 1969, the Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of the Fairness Doctrine under challenges that it violated the First Amendment. Although similar laws had been deemed unconstitutional when applied to newspapers, the court ruled that radio stations could be regulated in this way because of the limited nature of the public airwave spectrum.
Ridiculous.
Yep. The FCC under Mark Fowler began to repeal parts of the Fairness Doctrine, announcing in 1985 that the doctrine hurt the public interest and violated the First Amendment. In 1986, the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit upheld a loose interpretation by a Reagan administration-influenced FCC of an aspect of the Fairness Doctrine, ruling that Congress, quote, had never made the doctrine a binding requirement. So, was it a suggestion the whole time?
Apparently.
The fairness suggestion?
I bet the people that felt like they had to do it didn't think it was a suggestion.
In August of 87, the commission abolished the doctrine by a 4-0 vote. The FCC insisted that the doctrine had grown to inhibit rather than enhance debate, and suggested that due to many media voices in the marketplace at the time, the doctrine was perceived to be unconstitutional. And I can absolutely see how something like this would inhibit debate. Because when you have to bring in the opposing side on your own program, whenever you want to make a claim, whenever you make a statement, then you're less likely to want to actually make a statement or make an outrageous statement. Make a statement that's going to generate phone calls.
You know, if it's interesting and it works, then stations will do it because you heard how MZ was talking there earlier. He just wants to sell ads.
Yeah.
He doesn't care what's on his airwaves. He's a conservative guy who's got Rush Limbaugh on. I don't even know if he's conservative. He's a guy who's got Rush Limbaugh on one station, and he's got Al Franken on the other one. He just wants to sell some ads.
Sure.
So if having a Hannity and Combs type thing that was actually well matched worked, then that's what people would do.
Well, exactly. And when there's conflict, it's good. I like conflict. That's what talk radio is all about, in my opinion. But forcing the issue, forcing a talk show host's hand is inappropriate. For instance, on Free Talk Live, when we bring up an issue, I want to hear from the other side. I want to hear from somebody that's going to take the alternative position. But it's on you to call in and take care of that. I shouldn't have to spend my time before the show trying to figure out what sort of opposition representative I can have on the air to counteract what I'm saying. And, of course, then we haven't even touched on the question of how the fairness doctrine, if it were brought back, how it would apply to a show like Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how would it apply? Would we have to have conservatives on when we talked about social issues? And would we have to have liberals on when we talked about economic issues? Would we have to plan our show that far in advance? Because Free Talk Live is freeform.
Or do we have to have the most authoritarian of authoritarians on? Because, I mean, is it the opposite, or is it just other viewpoints? Because the opposite viewpoint from us is essentially a true statist, one who believes that the government should be involved in everything.
And why can't the statists go out and make their own show? I mean, we've worked very hard to put this show together. We've put the blood, the sweat, and the tears, you probably more so than me. And so why the hell should we have to share this, suddenly bring on some authoritarian who just gets to, you know, I mean, we're clipping along now at 20 miles an hour. We've managed to push this baby up and get it jump started.
Mm-hmm.
And why should they be able to hop on at 20 miles an hour and get to ride it all the way to 55 or whatever?
Listen to this. Here's one example of two of the corollary rules of the doctrine, the personal attack rule and the political editorial rule, so-called, remained in practice all the way until the year 2000. The personal attack rule was pertinent whenever a person or small group was subject to a character attack during a broadcast. Stations had to notify such persons or groups within a week of the attack. Send them transcripts of what was said.
Good Lord.
Talk about jumping through hoops.
You see, this is all this is going to do is it's a moneymaker for the transcript business. Because we'd have to transcribe everything we talk about because we might talk about some small group that needs to then be notified. We don't have transcripts of anything.
Then the political editorial rule applied when a station broadcasts editorials endorsing or opposing candidates for public office and stipulated that the candidates not endorsed be notified and allowed a reasonable opportunity to respond. I have no interest. I'll attack virtually any candidate for office. And that doesn't mean that I want to give the other candidates airtime. I mean, this is disturbing. This is sick. And it's definitely un-American. And it's a direct result of the FCC's involvement in the radio business. Because if there were no FCC sitting out there making these silly little rules, or in this case, I guess the Democratic Congress possibly going to bring the rules back and force the FCC to enforce them. If it weren't for the FCC, for this agency that is just sitting out there making rules and enforcing them, then the marketplace would be fully in control of the radio business.
You know, the good thing about this is the Republicans will fight this tooth and nail. They realize that they got into power in 2000 based on the fact that talk radio existed. I believe talk radio is the reason that George Bush got, you know, managed to squeak by and get the presidency.
You think?
Period. I was thinking about I'm influenced by talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about voting for Bush as over Brown. I didn't get to vote in the 2000 election.
I see.
Because of moving and that kind of thing. But I was thinking of voting for Bush over Brown in that election, and I would say that it was, you know, because of talk radio.
1-800-259-9231. As usual, giving you the opportunity to take the opposing viewpoint. If you think the Fairness Doctrine is a good idea, and you'd like to see it be enforced again in the United States, I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number.
What difference would it have made if I voted for Bush in 2000 over Brown?
If you'd voted for Bush in 2000...
I mean, what'd Brown get, 700,000 votes or something?
You would feel really bad about yourself.
Well, I can say I've never voted for him.
You know, since we're talking about politicians and political things, still waiting to hook back up with KSCO out of West, this from Corey, in response to something you claimed last night, you said that Tom Tancredo was a libertarian, or libertarian-leaning. And this is from On the Issues, from Corey Stern. He says, within a few minutes, you'll discover he's a conservative or even worse. Here are a few highlights. Rated 61% by Cato, including a mixed record on trade issues. Rated 7% by the ACLU, indicating an anti-civil rights voting record. Rated 0% by NARL, indicating a pro-life voting record. Rated 22% by SANE, indicating a pro-military voting record. Rated 100% by FAIR, indicating a voting record restricting immigration. Voted yes on making the Patriot Act permanent. Voted yes on the $266 billion defense appropriations bill. Real small government guy. Voted yes on emergency $78 billion for war in Iraq and Afghanistan. Voted yes on banning internet gambling by credit card. And voted yes on protecting the Pledge of Allegiance. Voted yes on constitutional amendment prohibiting flag desecration. I also voted yes on the constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. Also voted yes on prohibiting needle exchange and medical marijuana in D.C. Voted no on prohibiting oil drilling and development in Anwar. Abolished the IRS, replaced the income tax with a national sales tax.
Well, he shows up on the Liberty Index about less than 10 points below Ron Paul.
That's a big 10 points. That's all I'm saying.
And
big 10 points.
If you made a list of what Ron Paul did and what he didn't do, just like this, he wouldn't sound very pro-liberty either, because this is a libertarian-leaning list. Somebody took this to show his bad points, not his good points.
It's amazing to me that you'll back up anybody that's on that RLC list, no matter how much of a scumbag they are.
I'm not saying he's a good candidate.
You're like a partisan, almost. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. I don't know if we'll be hooking back up with KSCO. We'll give it a shot, see how that works out. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know